This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How many of us weep to Allah begging Him for one short dream of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We wish to cast a glance at his luminous face, to perhaps hear words that would strengthen us upon our path as Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man ra'ani fil manami faqad ra'ani, fa inna ash-shaytana la yatakhayyalu bi." Whoever has seen me in a dream, then no doubt he has seen me, for shaytan cannot imitate my shape. Those who have been blessed to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream profess that their lives were never the same again. How it must propel a person forward on his journey to Allah. Imagine then how you would feel if one morning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to you, "I saw you in my dream last night." Bearing in mind that the dreams of the prophets are not like ours, they are always true. Indeed, they are revelations from Allah. And it wasn't too long after Umar accepted Islam that he began to appear in the dreams of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one morning, the Prophet said, "Bayna ana na'im, whilst I was sleeping, idh ra'aytuni fil jannah, I saw myself in paradise. Fa'idha mara'atun tawadda ila janibi qasrin, I came to notice a woman who was making wudu by the side of a palace made from solid gold. Faqultu, I said, liman hada, who does this palace belong to?" And they said to me, "It belongs to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then commented by saying, "Fawallaytu mudbira, in my dream I then remember turning away from this woman, having remembered the jealousy of Umar." How beautiful and complete were his manners. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam avoided causing any grief to his companions even within his dreams. And Abu Hurairah, the narrator of this incident, he said, "Fabaka Umar." Umar began to cry. "Wa nahnu jami'an," and we all began to cry in that gathering. Umar then said, "Bi abi anta wa ummi ya Rasulullah, a'alayka aghar? May my mother and father be sacrificed for you, O Messenger of Allah. How could I possibly become jealous of you?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Umar again in his dreams, this time vividly capturing the depth of Umar's iman. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Bayna ana na'im, while I was sleeping, ra'aytu an-nasa yu'raduna alayya wa alayhim qumus, I saw people being presented to me who were wearing shirts. Minha ma yablughu thudiyya wa minha ma yablughu duna dhalik. Some of their shirts came down to their chests and others were shorter than that." Then Umar appeared in the dream, and he was wearing a shirt that was dragging all along the ground. The companions, they asked him, "Mada awalta dhalika ya Rasulullah? How did you interpret this dream, O Messenger of Allah?" And he said, "Ad-deen, it is his religious commitment." Allahu Akbar. A prophetic testimony to the iman of Umar. But it doesn't stop there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Umar in his dreams on a third occasion. The Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam said, "Bayna ana na'im, while I was sleeping, idh ra'aytu qadahan utitu bihi fihi laban, a cup of milk was brought to me, and I drank until I saw its wetness coming from beneath my nails. Then I passed over the vessel to Umar ibn al-Khattab to drink the remains." And so the companions, they said to him, "Fama awalta dhalika ya Rasulullah? How did you interpret this, O Messenger of Allah?" He said, "Al-ilm, it is knowledge." As if becoming a habit of our Prophet, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw Umar in his dreams on a fourth occasion, and he said, "While I was sleeping, I saw myself at a well that I was taking water from to give to people. Then Abu Bakr came and he took the bucket from me to give me rest. He took out two buckets of water and there was weakness in his drawing of water, and Allah forgives his weakness. Then Umar ibn al-Khattab came and took the bucket from Abu Bakr. The bucket transformed into a huge barrel, and I have never seen anyone draw water with as much strength as Umar did. He went on doing so until the people left, after being fully satisfied, while the water well was overflowing with water." Now, of course, this dream does not indicate that Umar's status is somehow higher than that of the first caliph, Abu Bakr. But it refers to the duration of the caliphate of Abu Bakr when compared to that of Umar's. Abu Bakr's authority lasted just over 2 years, while Umar led the Islamic nation for 10 years and 6 months. This was a decade during which the Ummah celebrated conquest after conquest. The two greatest empires at the time, the Byzantine and Persian empires, fell in succession to the irresistible Muslim advance. Other lands we now take for granted as Muslims, such as Egypt and Iraq, were also liberated by the armies sent by Umar. Islam, which had been under threat of annihilation in the plains of Badr, only a few years earlier, suddenly became a superpower. In this context, the dream of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of drawing water from a well was manifested. It wasn't just paradise that Umar was promised. He was also promised jihad and martyrdom. Umar would not die a normal death, and he was well aware of this. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once stood on the Mount of Uhud and it began to shake, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gently struck it with his foot and he said, "Stand firm, O Uhud, on top of you is a Prophet, a Siddiq, and two martyrs." And the Prophet and the Siddiq are Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr respectively. And as for the two martyrs, they were Umar and Uthman. From that day onwards, it was only a matter of time before Umar would attain his martyrdom.